And now, Grizzly Sports from Ozark Radio Sports.
Welcome you to the Harvey Childress Classic at Northeast Mississippi Community College in Boonville, Mississippi. And it's Grizzly basketball here on a Saturday afternoon. The Grizzlies going up against the undefeated, nationally ranked Northeast Mississippi Community College Tigers. We've seen this team once already in West Plains, and Northeast came away with the win 66-60. The Grizzlies are playing maybe their best basketball of the season at this point, and they put together their best performance of the season, I thought, yesterday in a convincing rout over Northwest Mississippi by 31 points, 86-55. In that game, the Grizzlies had four players score in double figures, led by Urji Hunami, who had 19 points in the game. They got 13 from Sean Glass and 12 each from Blaine Harris and Ryan Richardson. And Coach Fay and I were talking after we got done yesterday. We were in the bleachers watching the second game between Northeast Mississippi and Phillips College, and I said, I kind of get a vibe about this team that they're kind of starting to come around and starting to really get it. And he nodded his head. He said, I had the same feeling too. It's too bad. Walt Belcher said, it's too bad we got the Christmas break coming up, because the way we're playing right now, you want to just keep playing, but that's not going to be the case. We will play today, and then no more basketball for the Grizzlies until January the 4th at the Civic Center, when they'll host Link Year Prep. We'll get to the starters for both these basketball teams. Previous game was won by Northwest Mississippi as they beat Phillips College out of Arkansas by a final of 74-71. And the Grizzlies will be the visitor on the scoreboard today in the white with the blue and red trim. Starting five for the Grizzlies will be the same five from yesterday. Ryan Richardson, 6'5" sophomore from Hollywood, Florida. Shedarius Glass, who is a 6'1" freshman. Sean is from West Monroe, Louisiana. Urji Hunami, our Don's Auto Service player of the game yesterday, the 6'4" sophomore from Windsor, Ontario. Blaine Harris, the 6'5 freshman from Cape Girardeau, Missouri. And Lionel Kumwimba, the 6'8 sophomore from Democratic Republic of Congo. Grizzlies are coached by Jared Fay. He is assisted by Walt Belcher, Michael Poindexter, and Joe Green over here to my left. Now the starters for the Northeast Tigers here in Boonville. Their starting five will be Landon Jeffries, a 6'1 guard from Olive Branch, Mississippi. Tyler Bird, a 6'3 sophomore from Memphis, Tennessee. Michael Johnson, a 6'7 guard from Cincinnati. Josh Holman, 6'6 sophomore from Jackson, Mississippi. And Ishmael Rashid, a 6'5 guard from Brandon, Mississippi. Cord Wright is the head coach of the Northeast Mississippi Community College Rangers, or Tigers in this case. We played the Rangers yesterday. The Tigers, undefeated, nationally ranked, and they're going to be in the black, with it's either white or silver. Looks like white, so it'll be the Grizzlies in the white uniforms and the Tigers in the black. Our officials have gathered. We're just waiting for Northeast to come out of the huddle. If I remember correctly, we started pretty well against Northeast that last game against them. If I can dig it up here, I'll have to go back a little bit farther. There it is. We lost 66-60. Javian Downey, who didn't play, is not playing today, was our only double-figure scorer. He had 17 points in the game. Nobody else in double figures. Landon Jeffries led them with 15 in the first game. Here's the tip one of the Grizzlies, and we're underway, and they'll be going left to right here in the first half of this basketball game. Ryan Richardson against the man-to-man on the right wing over a high screen, passes to the left point. Sean Glass moves it to the corner, reverses, moves back to the right side. Ryan has it. He's been playing very well offensively lately. Blaine Harris on the left side to Sean. Gets a screen from Kamwimba, goes around, and baseline jump shot is an air ball. Ball tipped out. Here comes Northeast with it, and they'll go with it when they can. Landon Jeffries with the ball, their point guard at the point. Dribbles to the left. Pass over to the point, now back to the right point. They'll get the ball to Josh Holman on the left wing. Here's a three ball. That's up no good from the left wing. And the rebound, Sean Glass has his first board of the day. He'll get three or four or five down the key all the way. Richardson goes in, lost it. Loose basketball slapped out of bounds by the Tigers, and it'll stay with the Grizzlies in the front court with 20 on the shot clock. The Mexican standoff after 53 seconds. Inbound play. The Grizzlies out near midcourt with Ryan. Ryan will dribble it down to the wing. Now curls over the top to the right side. Blaine Harris with it. Gets a screen to the corner. They jump it. They get out to Lionel now at the point. Seven on the shot clock. Ryan down the key. Steps back. He's going to have to shoot it. Lost it on the way up. Can't get the ball away in time. And that's a shot clock violation. Great. And I remember that about Northeast when we played them in West Plains. They play, can play really good defense. In fact, we had trouble at times in that game getting a shot away. Northeast has it in the right corner. They'll work it to the middle. Strong move with the left hand. That's no good. Ball will be tipped out of bounds off the miss by Josh Holman. And it'll be Grizzly basketball in the backcourt. It was a dead ball, so he handed the ball in, or did they reverse the call? I think they reversed the call. So it's going to be Northeast ball underneath, still no score. Right wing, here's a shot for a three. That's partially blocked by Blaine Harris. Up the right side of the floor, Urgy's taking it to the rim, goes up, got it blocked. Late call, foul is going to be called on the Tigers. And so the Grizzlies with a chance to get an early lead. It's 18-21 to play in the first half. Bird gets the foul for Northeast, and it'll be Urgy Hunami with 19 yesterday going to the line for the Grizzlies here. And the first one's good, and the Grizzlies have the lead. Dean Smith would say, let's quit right here. Urgy gets one more try, and the second try is no good. Rebound, we've got a whistle, and we had maybe a violation on them. We did. Lane violation call against Northeast. So Urgy's living in the 1965 NBA. He gets three to make two. And it's good. Just quit. 2-0, Grizzlies have the lead in the early going. Northeast undefeated. Down the left side. Left elbow. Pull up jump shot. Way too hard. Rebound comes off. Urgy Hanami has it. Ryan Richardson up the right side. Crossover dribble into the lane. Kicks it outside. Threw it out of bounds. Sean Glass went right. Pass went left.
Come on, Ryan. Wake up.
Good to look before you go. Here comes Landon Jeffries with the ball up the floor. Sean Glass is on him. Down the left corner, pull-up shot. Three is up and good. Knocked in from range by Ismail Rashid. That makes it 3-2 Tigers. Sean Glass up the left side. They'll come and double-team him. Put pass out to Blaine Harris. Feeds it to the right side. Urgy has it. Up fake. Right baseline. Spins to the middle. Puts it high off the board. No good. Ball is fumbled around, goes to the baseline, picked up by the Tigers, and they'll come back with it. Jeffries gets it over and now gets it back. Picked up by Sean Glass. 3-2 game early, 17-15 to play on KDY from Boonville, Mississippi. Right side, handoff on the elbow exchange is fumbled away by Ismail Rashid. Follow-away jump shot for a two is good by Rashid again. So he has all 5 points and a timeout. 17:01 to play. We're in the first half in the beautiful state of Mississippi with a score, 5-2. Tigers lead the Grizzlies, and we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State University West Plains is a great place to start. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
All right, we come back. I stand corrected. I thought Northeast was ranked. They got votes in the last poll, but they're not in the top 25. If they keep playing like this, they will be. They're 13-0 on the year. And the Grizzlies have the ball in the backcourt. Early going second in the first half, 5-2 is the score. Sean Glass over on the right side. Over a high screen. Now over on the left side. Richardson has it. Now he'll curl back to the right at the left point. In the left corner, Urgy has it. Curling down the lane all the way, right hand layup. Oh, no good, but he got fouled on the drive, and Urgy will shoot two. Rashid gets called for his first foul for Northeast. That will put Urgy on the free throw line to shoot two. I think the thing that makes Northeast really hard to play against is defensively, they've got enough length at every position that if you give up a little bit of size somewhere, they really try to take advantage of that. First free throw is no good by Urgy.
Hey,
.16:35 left in the half, 5-2. Grizzlies down by three, and Urgy will have a chance to make it two. And it's good. I haven't been back here to broadcast a game in like 10 years. Place looks great. Very nice facility here. It's a very nice campus. Northeast Mississippi Community College. 5-3 games. It's the Tigers on offense. Grizzlies go to the zone. Driving the lane. Going in. Working the shot up. No good. Tie up for the loose ball. And who will win the... Well, it'll be Northeast ball because the Grizzlies won the opening tip. Inbound play from underneath, right of the basket. Landon Jeffries plays it in. Ball tipped away, picked back up. Put up and slammed down with a left hand. Josh Holman. That ball came off the rim, and he went up with the left hand and just rammed it down. 7-3 ball game. Holman is a 6'6 forward from Jackson, Mississippi. Lane Harris on the left side. Back to the point. Ryan Richardson dribbles down to the right side. Gets bumped from behind, nearly lost it. Good defense on him out front by Jeffries. Double team on the ball, lob it across. Urge has it, five on the shot clock. Urge to the lane, goes up, missed it. Partially blocked. Grizzly bench, as you hear, calling for a foul there. Back the other way. Landon Jeffries out front. Urge is on him. Dribbling down, crossover, left elbow, pull-up jump shot is no good. Putback is up and in. Great effort that time. Following the shot. And the putback by Tatum. 9-3 score. In the middle. They get it inside. Put up and good. A foul on the play. The basket will count. Ryan Richardson. Boy, did we need that in a bad way. A pushing foul on Josh Holman. So the basket for Ryan Richardson as he got it in the lane. Pump faked underneath, drew the contact, and laid it in with the right hand. And we'll get some subs. Ethan Smith is in the game for the Grizzlies. Ethan but a 6'8 sophomore from Maryland, and he really looked good yesterday in that win over Northwest Mississippi. Free throw is good. 3-point play. Thank you very much. Needed that in a bad way. 9-6 now. Grizzlies back to the zone in the front court. Right elbow, kick it to the right corner. Here's a pull-up for a three. That's no good. Rebound, Urji Hanami had it, lost it, got it back. That is something the Grizzlies did a great job yesterday, holding Northwest Mississippi to just one shot. Down the key, Ryan Richardson all the way. Lays up the drive, and no good. Tipped long, though, and Hanami has it. Sean Glass now at the point. Gets a high screen. He'll step back, curl over the top, left corner. Blaine, deep corner for a three, no good. And the rebound down to Northeast. They come up the floor at the point. Down to the left baseline. Hook pass, back outside. Driving down the lane, a whistle. We'll have a blocking foul call on the Grizzlies with 14:06 to play in the first half. Ethan Smith will get called for his first foul. And I have that as the first foul of the game on the Grizzlies after 6 minutes. Jonathan White checking in for MSU West Plains. 6'1 guard from South Carolina. Inbound play. They're going to have to lob it, and it's tipped and almost took out. Some very expensive high-tech equipment here on the scorer's table. So it'll be Northeast throwing the ball in. I had a wrong number a moment ago as I looked at my book. Drew Mills got that last bucket for them, number 6, not 8. Now out front, Zane Tipler, freshman guard from Ripley, Mississippi. Down the key, lost the basketball, stole it away. Grizzlies come back with Glass. Now Riley Whitaker in the game. Urji nearly dribbled it out of bounds. Bounce pass out. Terrible pass. Stole it away. Picked up by Northeast. They come back. Ball knocked away and stolen back the other way. Here go the Grizzlies with 4-on-4. Down the lane. Right-hand runner off the board. Too hard by Jonathan White. Taken away by Tipler. In the right corner. Deep three is good. Knocked in from deep. Stephon Thomas. With the three, the Grizzlies back. Set the offense down 12-6. The first game was about this pace. Ended up in the 60s. Left baseline, open shot. And that's good by Sean Glass on the left baseline. Pulls us back within four, 12-8. 12:43 to play, first half. Tipler on the right side. Now they'll move it to the left corner. Tipler, the guard, guarded by Riley Whitaker, goes right around the screen. Now they switch off over at the right point. Down the key all the way. Right-hand scoop shot on the drive is no good. Put back on the dunk attempt is also no good. And the Grizzlies get control with Riley Whitaker. Jonathan White, probably the fastest Grizzly in sneakers out there. Passes off to the point. Inside to the high post. Sean Glass has it. He's got a much bigger man on him. He'll pull up and shoot the jumper instead. No good. Terrence Marco is guarding Sean. He is 6'7". Now pass deflected out of bounds on the far side in the front court. Grizzlies will sub in Jake Sage, Ryan Richardson, and Jaden Roach. And out will come Urji Hanami, Johnson White, Ethan Smith, and Jake Sage. So wholesale changes with one exception. Ryan Richardson stays out there. 16 on the shot clock, 11:48 to go. Backdoor, alley-oop, and a dunk. Landon Jeffries gets his first basket. Nice play by Northeast that time. Setting the back screen. Harris on the inbound, lobs it in to Ryan Richardson. Up the floor, Jake Sage has it, and he traveled with it. Jake caught it and was going to pass and saw and took a peek before he made the pass, and then the other foot hit the floor, and that was it. So the Tigers will have the ball in their backcourt on the sideline. And Tipler will bring it up the left side of the floor. Now in the front court, Jake Sage is on him to get a screen. Pull up, two balls, 17, no good. Over the back. Well, everyone's over the back. Ball tipped out of bounds. It'll be Northeast basketball. It will be Northeast ball from right of their basket. Here's the inbound play. They'll get it in quick. Put it on the floor all the way to the hoop. Right hand reverse layup. No good. Jaden Roach gets the rebound off the miss by Tyler Bird. Now they steal it back, put it up, and no good. Jaden gets it again, and this time they're going to call a jump ball. How is that not a foul? How is that not a foul? Amazing. Jaden got slung around. If you know how big Jaden is, you can't just grab a basketball with him attached to it and throw it to the floor. We may get a technical foul here on Jared Fay, and I don't blame him. I may get one, too. All right, so it is technical foul on the Grizzly bench. Tyler Bird will shoot two. There's times when you need to do that, regardless of what the score is. Tyler Bird makes the first free throw. Fifteen-8, and good. So Bird makes two. The Grizzlies will have the basketball. Haven't reset the shot clock yet, so we can't start till they do that. It's showing 27 seconds. Okay, so they're going to keep it at 27. I'm not sure why. Inbound in the backcourt. Brian Richardson is double-teamed, trapped. You got 4 seconds to get it up the floor. Whistle. That's not 10 seconds. It was 27 seconds. That was 7 seconds. It said 27 seconds. They forgot what they even said a while ago. The official walking over just said, keep it at 27. Well, it's down to 20 on the shot clock, and they called 10 seconds. That's awful. You ought to know more than anybody. You're the one who said it. So we should be getting the ball back. See, what officials do is they watch the shot clocks when teams are bringing the ball up the court. It gets down there to 20. That's too much. 10 seconds. Now they play the ball in, and one of the officials is still talking to Coach Fay, who was trying to get the shot clock back to 30 seconds when the Grizzlies threw the basketball in. The topside official out here, for some reason, said, no, keep it at 27. So, stay at 27. Grizzlies played the ball in. They got the ball up to midcourt. 20 on the shot clock, and they called 10 seconds. But it was 7. So, we're going to have another confab. I'm really curious about the logic if they try to sustain this. Nope, they're going to change it. It will be, should be, Grizzly basketball at midcourt. So, I just don't understand why it has taken so much conference time to figure out what was an obvious mistake. Grizzly basketball at midcourt. We're down 16-8. 11:03 to go. Should be 20, and that's correct too. Should be 20, at least 22, maybe 23 on the shot clock. All right, here we go again. Wayne Harris on the inbound play gets it into Richardson at midcourt. Ryan has it. Dribbles right. Against the man-to-man. Down left side of the key. In, lost his balance. Trip, fell, foul on Northeast. Fouls on Ishmael Rashid. That'll be his second team foul, number 4 on the Tigers. Here's the free throw for Ryan Richardson, trying to make it a 7-point game, but he misses off the back iron. Ryan, 1 out of 2 from the line with another chance here. 3-point game. And good. Ryan Richardson connects for the Grizzlies. It's a 16-9 ball game. The toughest team at the defensive end is going to win this game. That's just the way this matchup is taking shape here. Tipler in the front court to the left sideline. Right in front of me, Tyler Bird. Pull-up jump shot, 17-footer, no good. Long rebound, chased down by Tipler. But he tipped it. Tipler went out of bounds. Came back in and touched the ball. No one touched it before him. So it'll be Grizzly ball in the backcourt. Ryan has it. They'll bring a double team. Pass across, nearly thrown away, and it's lost out of bounds. Last touch by the Grizzlies and a turnover. So Ryan comes out. And Jonathan White will come in. 16-9 inbound play. Tipler has it out front. At the point on the right side. Ball fake. Down the key. In shot. Foul on the Grizzlies. And it'll be 2 shots. Probably Sean Glass. It is on Sean. That's only the third foul on the Grizzlies. And the free throw shooter will get 2. First one is good. Josh Williams makes the first free throw try. Second try, good. Riley Whitaker, inbound, Jonathan White. Riley in the middle, up the floor, back to Jonathan, up the right side, and break the press. Up ahead, Sean Glass in the right corner, back to Sean. Moves the ball real well. Jonathan White with it. Sean Glass with 13 on the shot clock out front. Sean goes right, slapped away. 4 on the shot clock. Left wing, forces a 3. Good! From deep. 25-footer by Sean Glass. He had no choice. He had to shoot it. And knocked it down. 18-12 with 9:27 to play. First half, right side. Here's Berg, hook pass to the far right corner. Open shot for the 3 is deep but no good. By Jeffries, rebounded by Sean Glass. They hand check him in the backcourt. Now the Grizzlies throw the ball away in the backcourt. Here's a drive, a layup, good, foul on the play, basket count. Man alive. Turnover, bucket, foul. It's the Holy Trinity right there in basketball, a bad. So it'll be 1 attempt. Our score is up to 20-12 right now. Free throw try is good. Rue Mills gets the 3-point play. Now in the front court. Grizzlies with the basketball with Jonathan White with 8:50 to play. Jonathan dribbles to the right. Pass to left baseline. Lionel, nothing there. Now left point. Three ball. That's partially blocked. Back come Northeast with it. Down the key. Kick it left corner. Open shot. Got a three look, and it's no good. Rebound to Blaine Harris. Sean Glass gets knocked down on the way down. Sean Glass with it. 21-12. Sean's on the right wing. He'll pull up and shoot a three ball. That's going to be no good. And the ball rimmed down, pulled down off the rim. On the rebound by Jaden Tatum. Shot from the wing, no good. Now lob pass up the left side. Cross court, tip pass across. Blaine Harris up and good. Good connected up pass. Jonathan White back across to Shane, or to Blaine Harris. And the Grizzlies get a big bucket there. Pull it back within now 7, 21-14. Front court, right side. Southeast has 15 on the shot clock. Right side, 17-footer for a two is up and good by Tyler Bird. 23-14. Up the right side, ball with Sean Glass down the key. Puts up a right-hand scoop shot. Good, foul on the play. The basket will count, and it'll be a blocking foul on Northeast with 7:23 to go. Will get called for the foul, and that's Marion Smith. So it's a bucket and one for Sean Glass, who has 7 points with a chance to make it 8. Urji Hunami back in the game for the Grizzlies. Jaden Roach is in the game for the Grizzlies. Ethan Smith is in the game for the Grizzlies. But the two guards remain the same, Jonathan White and the shooter, Sean Glass. One free throw. Sean's shot is good. 23-17. Tipler out front. The Grizzlies have hung in this game. Down by 6. Grizzlies in a matchup zone. Tipler at the left point. Bounce pass, high post. Up fake, jab step, jump shot. 16 is good. Josh Holman gets the bucket. That's his second of the game. 25-17.
Post it. That worked.
Jonathan White out front. Dribbles to the left with Urji Hunami. Down the key to the wing. Up fake. Jonathan White. Shot clock winding down. You hear Jared Fay call it out. Ethan Smith at the point. Shoots a three, and that's off the right side of the rim. And pulled back down, and back they come with Landon Jeffries. For the Tigers, into the block. Holman kicks it to the far corner. Whistle travel violation on Northeast. That's their fourth of the half. Well, we have 6:15 to go. If we can do some business here and keep this thing within 3 or 4 points, by the half, we'd be in pretty good shape. We're down by 8 right now. 25-17, 6:15 to go. Jonathan White with it, guarded by Tipler, and that's one of the favorable matchups the Grizzlies have. Bringing the ball up the court. Right point, Urji has it. Down the key. He lost the basketball, bounced it off a leg, though, and it'll stay with the Grizzlies as Josh Holman couldn't get a handle on that ball, bouncing off his left kneecap. Sean comes out of the ball game, probably needing a rest. 25-17. Lob pass out front. Jonathan White to Richardson. Down the key all the way, and here's a drive ball blocked out of bounds as Richardson was going to take that to the rack and dunk it, but he got rejected. He got smoked by Johnson. Now the inbound play. Grizzlies with the basketball. Catch in the corner. Jonathan White back in the corner. And here's a shot no good from the corner by Richards in the rebound. In the left side, here's a two, no good. Ball pulled down by Jaden Roach. Now ball stolen away, and the driving layup, no good. And off the turnover, that'll get Northeast to the free throw line. As again, Ryan Richardson Tug called for the foul after the Grizzlies turned it over in the backcourt. These guys, they keep it on you. You let up a little bit, and that's where you're going to turn the ball over. First, is up and good. Stephen Thomas is the shooter. Next try, good. 10-point game now, 27-17. Ethan Smith will throw it in. Gets it in, gets it back. Ethan gets it back. Now to Jonathan. Middle of the court, to the right, hook pass up ahead. Ethan, bounce pass across, good pass. Layup by Jaden Roach is good. Great pass by Ethan Smith, setting up Jaden Roach for an easy lay-in from the right side. 27-19. Out front, down the middle. Stop the dribble, nearly a walk. Now at the point, Jeffrey steps through. Passes out, tipped away, picked back up, backdoor pass, good. Feed lay-in is up and good by Tipler. And he has his first basket. In the backcourt, Grizzlies get it in. Ryan Richardson. Ryan has it slapped away, got two to get it across, and they barely do. Jonathan White, screen right, but goes the other way, now in the right corner. Ethan Smith has it, puts it on the floor, passes across, ball deflected, picked up by Jonathan White, down the key, bounces across, layup is up and good by Ethan Smith, and a foul on the play, and Jonathan White with a great job penetrating through the defense. Ethan Smith got the bucket. Michael Johnson gets the foul for Northeast. And so Ethan Smith gets his first basket of the game after yesterday's game where he scored 8 points off the bench. Technical foul is going to be called. Ethan Smith will go to the free throw line, so technical foul on the Northeast bench. Both benches have had a tee now today. And the first one is no good by Ethan Smith. And I'm not sure what order they're shooting these. I would imagine you would shoot the technical first. He shoots another. And that's good. So he missed one, made one, and he's got one more to go. 29-22, Grizzlies are down by seven. The Grizzlies will shoot the bonus the last 4:20 of the half. 16 fouls now on Northeast. Free throw is no good. Rebound off the Tipler. So one out of three that time for Ethan. 29-22. Grizzlies back on defense. Tipler out front. Here's Josh Holman with the ball. Picks it up. Kicks it over to the left corner. Gets it to Michael Johnson. Forces a shot blocked by Ethan Smith. Back out to the point. Up fake. One bounce. Step back. Three ball is good. Stephon Thomas has 7.5. This ball out of bounds in the backcourt. Back to a 10-point game now. 32-22. And that was a big shot. Stephon Thomas knocked down right there. Here's the ball knocked away behind a steal, and a lay-in is good. Michael Johnson's first basket. Full court pressure again. 12-point game. 34-22. Ryan Richardson, up the left side. Richardson has the ball, cut off, gets the screen to the left baseline. And now hand it back to Urji Hanami. It's just been hard to get shot, especially in the perimeter. Knocked away. Urji has four on the shot clock. Richardson with a long three. It's no good. It's going to be rebounded by Northeast with Michael Johnson. Johnson gets it up the left side. Zane Tipler. John Glass back in the game. Steal, and Urji Hanami got a hand on the pass and knocked it away and got it back. Urji crossover dribble at the point. Down the key all the way. Step through, lost it, goes up, got blocked. And it's taken back by Holman. Right baseline. Here's a lean-in shot off the board. It's up and good. Boy, a tough shot that time. Josh Williams with a nice penetration move, dribbling to his left, floated in the air, banked it in with the right hand, and that makes it a 14-point game suddenly. So after the technical foul on the Northeast bench, things have gone sideways. 14-point game with 2:36 to go in the half. Grizzlies trail the Tigers, Northeast Mississippi, 36-22. Back in a minute on KDY.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's ball savings time in West Plains and Thayer. Right now, save $50 on select in-stock AK Series trimmers, leaf blowers, and battery-powered chainsaws. Fire up more savings on gas-powered equipment and chainsaw accessories. Save $40 on the SH-86 gas shredder blower. Save $50 on the MS-250 gas chainsaw, now just $349.99. Save $50 on the BR-600 gas backpack blower, now only $499.99. Save $50 on the BR-800X gas backpack blower, now just $599.99. All of this and much more during our fall savings event.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
36-22. Grizzly basketball in the backcourt. We were down 7 a moment ago. Suddenly, it's 14 and a whistle in the backcourt. Evidently, the shot clock malfunctioned. Grizzlies will play it in again. Blaine Harris over to Ryan Richardson, now in the front court. They make it so hard to get into your offense. Jake Sage in the ballgame for the Grizzlies. We'll see if we can get him open for a shot or two here. Shot clock winding down. Richardson all the way. Layup is good. Attaboy, Ryan. Boy, he exploded from the left wing. A little twisting right-hand layup. And he has 6 points. 36-24, 2 minutes to go in the half. Grizzlies on defense, over on the right side now. Bounce pass to the point, they'll move it near me. Zane Tepler at the point. Open shot for a 3, that's short. Rebound comes along, picked up though by the Tigers, and they'll put it back up and in with Tyler Bird. Now that's something that we didn't see yesterday very much at all. That was the Grizzlies giving up offensive boards. This is a much, much better basketball team we're playing today though. Ryan Richardson in the front court, 38-24. Ryan to the right wing. Jake Sage can't get loose. Gets it back over to Ryan Richardson. Screen right, dribbles right, top of the circle. Ryan puts it on the floor, kicks it outside. Jake Sage lost it on the behind-the-back dribble and turned it over. Front court, lob pass, knocked away by Urji, but chased back down, and it'll still be Tipler with it. Left elbow, left wing, long three ball is no good. Ryan Richardson with the rebound. The Grizzlies come back with it. Hit Jake. There he is. Didn't pull the trigger when he had a shot at it. Now Richardson keeps the dribble alive.
Keep moving.
Ryan down the key all the way. High off the board. No good. Put back. Lionel Kamwimba follows with a bucket. Lionel makes it a 12-point game. 38-26. .26 on the game clock, 19 on the shot clock. Northeast with the basketball, Williams 12-point lead. Tipler out front, screen goes to his right. Now Tipler pulls up, shoots a 10-foot jump shot, no good. Tipped off the board. still fought for. Put back no good. Jake Sage had it, lost it, and there should be a foul over the back on Northeast that time, and there is. So Jake Sage should be shooting free throws here. Should be 1-1. So Jake Sage will be the free throw shooter. It will be the 1-1. We still have that in college basketball. Jake Sage has yet to score today, but he'll have two free throws here. And no good. Rebound kicked out. Kipler from midcourt. And no good. That's the end of the first half. It got tough there at the end of the half in the last about 7 minutes. Tough to score in the Grizzlies. Well, it's tough to score in the first half period. They find themselves down by 12 at the half, 38-26. Grizzly halftime brought to you by Missouri State University, West Plains. New beginnings and endless possibilities in Boonville, Mississippi. We'll come back in 2 minutes on KDY.
Grizzly fans, it's time to get your growl on. For more than 30 years, Grizzly Athletics has been bringing heart-pounding action to the West Plains region. And this year, Grizzly Athletics is on the prowl with men's basketball and baseball, women's volleyball and softball, and co-ed esports, rodeo, and cheer team. Don't miss any of the heart-pounding action. And make sure to get game ready with Grizzly gear at the Drago College Store. Visit them in-store inside Half Star Hall or on the web at www.dragocollegestore.com.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
What could be better than getting new tires and putting money back in your pocket? You can do both at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. Buy four new Goodyear tires and get a $200 rebate when you use the Goodyear credit card. Travel with peace of mind this summer with new rubber on the road and more money in your pocket.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Whatever season you call it, deer season, hunting season, fall, or autumn, here at Bailey Chevrolet GMC, it's always truck season. When you need a truck for every day, as well as holiday traveling, or that upcoming winter snow and ice, you can rely on a truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC.
Come on in to Bailey Chevrolet GMC and experience the Bailey factor when buying your new truck today. And together, let's drive.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Your halftime score, 38-26. The Grizzlies trail the Northeast Mississippi Community College Tigers here in Boonville, Mississippi, here on this Saturday afternoon. Scoring in the first half, the Grizzlies, who got out to a little bit of a slow start, but eventually kind of got it going. But Northeast is such a terrific defensive basketball team. And they made it hard at times for the Grizzlies to get to the basket, just to get shots off at times. And the shooting percentages, I was kind of surprised that the Grizzlies' percentage is the same as Northeast. Both teams shot 37% from the field in the first half. 37.5 for the Grizzlies, 37.8 for the Tigers. Northeast had a 4-rebound advantage in the first half, 22-18. And the Grizzlies were a -7 when it comes to turnovers. They had 11 and Northeast with 4. The scoring in the first half of the ball game for Northeast, their leading scorer, and they've really spread it around. Tyler Bird and Stephon Thomas each have 8 points to lead the Northeast scoring. Grizzlies in the first half. Sean Glass has 8. Brian Richardson has 6. Urji Hanami with 3. Ethan Smith with 3 and 2 for Jaden Roach, Lionel Kamwemba, and Blaine Harris. Halftime score is 38-26. Back in 2 minutes here on Grizzly Halftime from Boonville, Mississippi on KDY.
There are many great reasons to choose Missouri State University West Plains. Our small class size, dedicated faculty, and caring staff create a learning atmosphere that promotes success. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll receive a quality education at an affordable price.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's ball savings time in West Plains and Thayer. Right now, save $50 on select in-stock AK Series trimmers, leaf blowers, and battery-powered chainsaws. Fire up more savings on gas-powered equipment and chainsaw accessories. Save $40 on the SH-86 gas shredder blower. Save $50 on the MS-250 gas chainsaw, now just $349.99. Save $50 on the BR-600 gas backpack blower, now only $499.99. Save $50 on the BR-800X gas backpack blower, now just $599.99. All of this and much more during our fall savings event.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
All right, we come back and we're just about 3.5 minutes away from the second half getting started here. And this will be the final half of basketball for the Grizzlies until 2025. The Grizzlies will finish up here today. Players have gone through finals, and when this is done, and that can be a huge, huge, huge distraction this time of the year, because you got kids, it's just human nature, thinking about Christmas time, thinking about getting to go home, see family, have a good time. So you got to keep that attention focused on the job at hand, and especially when it includes playing undefeated basketball teams on the road like this one. Northeast is 13-0 on the year. They have, early in the season, they were really, I mean, really racking up the points on people. And I can see how the full court pressure they have, their overall length and their defensive play really makes them a tough opponent. Coming up here on KDY Tuesday night, we'll have high school basketball from West Plains High School. Willard will be there. We've seen Willard already this year. We saw the Zizzers lose to Willard at the Willard Tournament and semifinals, but playing them at home, I don't know. I think they'll have a lot better shot And then next Thursday night, we'll have the girls' game with Ozark and West Plains. That'll be next Thursday. And then we are done for a little while. Then will come the Blue and Gold Tournament and the Kabul Holiday Tournament and the Mountain Grove Tournament. That'll all be taking place just after Christmas. So we'll get a little bit of a break, but then we'll get right back into it big time with high school basketball. Next game for the Grizzlies will be January the 4th when they'll play Link Year Prep for the second time this season at Pacific Center. We're ready to go for the second half. The Grizzlies are going to have to figure out a way to handle this defensive pressure by Northeast Mississippi, because it is a problem. Doesn't matter if it's today or what day you play them. Their whole game centers around their defensive ability and their transition game. And we get the starters to start the second half for both teams. We'll take a last timeout and then the second half ready to roll. Back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State, West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Dylan Groves engineers and gets us on the air today. Back in the KDY studio, 5 hours from here, back in West Plains. Here we go, back to play, and it'll be the starting five for each team to start the second half in Northeast with the basketball. Ball fumbled, nearly lost out of bounds on the sideline, right side. Crossover dribble, good defense by Ryan Richardson. Makes the player pick up the ball. Now on the baseline, will bump, lean in, right-hand shot, no good. Rebound putback is up, no good, but a foul will be called on the play. And Michael Johnson, who got the offensive board, draws the foul from Blaine Harris. Two on Blaine, and the free throw shooter will be Michael Johnson this time. 6'7" from Cincinnati. First free throw try is
first
no good.
Get out.
So Johnson misses the first. He'll get one more. This team has really good length. Next try, good. Johnson, 6'7". Cincinnati, Ohio, makes one of two, 39-26, 13-point game. Up the right sideline, Ryan Richardson. Setting the offense in the right corner, Urshi Hunami, who sat out quite a bit of the first half. He's nursing a little bit of a sore leg. Pass cross court, tipped out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Grizzlies. That ball tipped out, went right out, right next to the court mic, and probably could hear that. Right corner, here's Urgy for three, it's no good. And the ball short, rebounded by Northeast Tyler Bird. Bird in the middle down the lane, all the way, right hand layup, won't fall, fight for the rebound. Jump ball should be Grizzly basketball. Quite a fight for it there as players are going for it. Had three or four pair of hands on that basketball. It'll be Blaine Harris on the inbound play. Whistle, 5 seconds. So it'll be a turnover on the Grizzlies, which will be their 12th of the game. And now the inbound play out front, and Sean Glass tipped it away, but it's picked up by Northeast. The Tigers have it, up 39-26. Over on the right side, Josh Holman gets in the lane, lost the basketball, turns it over. Front court, Ryan Richardson dribbles over. They really overplay, and they try to get their hand in that passing lane, try to tip passes. Sean Glass gets double-teamed and hassled. Lob across, Ryan Richardson. Their defense pressure just pushes you further from the basket. 8 on the shot clock. Crossover, Ryan. forces the shot. No good. Got fouled. He got bailed out with a call. He was just trying to get the ball up and hope he got a foul call. Second foul call on Northeast Mississippi's Tyler Byrd. 39-26 with 18:26 to play. Ryan Richardson today. First free throw is no good. Ryan, 2 out of 4 from the line today with one more try. Could make it a 12-point game again. Here's his try, and it's good. First point of the second half for the Grizzlies. Front court, Landon Jeffrey. He is a dandy player. He has it in the right corner, goes baseline, gets trapped, wraparound, now out left point. Ball fake drive to the hole, all the way, up good, foul on the play, basket counts. And Tyler Byrd will get the basket for Northeast. If you ever wanted an example of why it's important to move the basketball with the pass and not the dribble, there was a great example of it. Sean Glass gets his second foul for the Grizzlies. 41-27. Bird's free throw is good. 3-point play. 42-27. Riley Whitaker in the game. Inbound play tipped out of bounds by the Grizzlies. We are really struggling against the inbound pressure for Northeast in the lane. Kick it to the right corner. Open shot. Holman for a three. It's no good. Rebound over the back for the rebound. Taken by Northeast. Putback shot is up. No good. And put up again and blocked away by Sean Glass with a foul. So Sean Glass gets his third foul. We have hardly any fouls today, but Sean has 3 of the 5 that we've accumulated. And it'll be Ishmael Rashid at the line. Free throw good. Jonathan White will come in for Sean Glass. 16-point game, 43-27, 17:53 to go. And no good, and a whistle. Somebody in the lane. Oh, Northeast was in the lane too soon, so that wipes out the second free throw, so the Grizzlies get it. Inbound play, Urgy to Riley, over to Jonathan White. Now you clear out, because Jonathan, he can beat on the dribble. Here's the pass up ahead, Riley in left corner, Ethan Smith ball fake, dribbles in, pump fake, goes up, missed it, tipped long, picked up by Urgy, floater is up and good. Urgy Hanami with the basket, 14-point game, 43-29, 17:30 to go. Landon Jeffries dribbles in, pulls up, shoots from 10 from the left of the key, no good. Rebound, Urgy Hanami. Now the Grizzlies bring up the left side with Urgy on the dribble, guarded by big Josh Holman, 6'8". Ryan has it on the left side. We'll hand it off. Jonathan White. Ryan jab step, dives in, got bumped. That'll be a foul on Jeffries. That'll be his first. Inbound play from underneath, Ryan Richardson for the Grizzlies. 17 minutes to go. 20 on the shot clock. Urgy down the key, goes up, shoots it off the back iron. Rebounded by Landon Jeffries for Northeast. Up the left side. They get it. And a drive. A right-hand scoop shot. No good. Ball tipped away. Picked up, though, by Northeast. Back out on the right wing. Long three is good. Ishmael Rashid with his second three of the game. He made the first one today. And timeout. Grizzlies down 17 with 16:38 to go. It's Northeast Mississippi 46. MSU West Plains 29. Back in a minute on KDY.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service specializes in doing things better, from selling tires to complete quality auto repair and auto service, serving the community for 40-plus years. Speaking of service, Don's Auto Service can provide air conditioning performance checks and services, computerized alignments, engine analysis, and more.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
All right, 16:38 to go. Second half, and the Grizzlies are going to sub here and get Jalen Heisen in the ball game. Jalen, a 6'6 freshman from Trinidad and Tobago. Backcourt, Grizzlies have the basketball down by 17 points. Hard to score against this real good Northeast Tiger defensive team. They are hard to score on. Left corner, here's a three. Here's shot no good by Riley Whitaker. Rebounded and back the other way. Down the floor. Here's a dish off ball nearly thrown away, but it's chased down by Landon Jeffries. Gets it on the wing. Back out it goes. They'll dribble into the key. Cut that off in the left corner. Good defense by the Grizzlies with 13 on the shot clock now. Pull up 17-foot jumper off the back iron. No good. Jonathan White has it. Hey, let's go with it. Why not? Pass up the floor and tip save from going out of bounds. Great hustle play that time by Rue Mills. Really good play.
Yeah, keep Kaylon. Yeah, good right there, yeah.
Right sideline in the right corner with 15:36 to go. Down the key all the way. Mills up and partially blocked. Great play by Ethan Smith. He came up the left side. Grizzlies back. Here's White taking it in. Pull-up shot from 10 feet in and out. And rebounded again by the Tigers. Up the left side, Rue Mills down the key all the way in. That's got to be a blocking foul on the Grizzlies with 15:18 to go in the half as Riley Whitaker, who's drawn a lot of charges this year. Tyler Bird took it at him and got the call that time as Riley picked up his first foul. First try here is good. Jaden Roach comes in for the Grizzlies. Blaine Harris and Sean Glass come in. Coming out, Ethan Smith and Jonathan White. And Ryan Richardson. One more try for Tyler Bird. He is 4 out of 4 from the line. Now 5 out of 5. So now it's out to a 19-point lead. Backcourt on the inbound play. Cross court nearly stolen. Sean Glass, though, gets the ball. And now he lost it on the way up the floor. Gets it to Blaine Harris. When your mindset is on not losing the basketball or throwing it away and not scoring, that's tough. Here's a shot in the baseline by the Grizzlies, Sean Glass, no good. Rebound will finally be controlled by Tatum. Tatum, and now Zane Tipler is their point guard in the ball game just in. And the Grizzlies are going to try something different, go to a little bit of a zone here. And we get a double foul on the play. Jalen Heisen. Devin Jones gets the foul. First time he's been in the ballgame today, I believe. Double foul, and Jalen Heisen will get the Grizzly foul on the play as they tangled up in the lane. Here's a shot from the left side. No good. Rebound, Jaden Roach. Hands it off to Sean Glass. See, we can eat into this a little bit. Down the key. Baseline to the corner. Blaine Harris. Back it goes. Glass in the right corner for a three. Good. Sean Glass with his second three of the day, and he's got 11 points. Sean tells his buddies, get your hands up. Over on the left sideline now. Rue Mills on the baseline. One bounce, follow away, jump shot off the side of the backboard. No good. Riley Whitaker gets fouled in the backcourt. Again, Jones gets called for the foul. And now Ethan Smith in for Jalen Heisen. Here's the inbound play. Gets it in. Now Whitaker's pass deflected and knocked to the sideline and picked up on the turnover by the Tigers. Here's a pull-up for the left side. No good. Long rebound off the miss that time by Tipler. Front court. Glass all the way to the hole. Puts it up off the board. No good. And Jaden Roach, who went up for the rebound, got pushed from behind and falls to the court. Jones gets another foul. That's three inside of a minute. So Roach will go to the free throw line for the Grizzlies. We're down 48-31. 17-point game, 13:26 to go. Jaden Roach, yesterday, was one out of two from the line. First one here, good. The Grizzlies have only made two field goals in the first 6.5 minutes here in the second half. Down by 16, next free throw, no good. Tipped up, Riley Whitaker got it. Bounces once, goes up inside and scores. Riley Whitaker. After Jaden made one, now it's 14-point game, 48-34. Left elbow Tipler, backdoor bounce pass. Step across, kick it out to the point. Step through, dish underneath, right-hand reverse layup is good. Terrific basketball there. Rue Mills gets the basket. He has five, and now in the front court, another turnover. Ethan Smith lost his balance. They'll move it to the front court. Tigers on offense with Zane Tipler with a three at the point. Good. And it's back to a 19-point game. Ethan Smith has the ball knocked away out of bounds, and it's going to be a turnover on the Grizzlies again. Ethan got tied up, was going to the court, and as the ball went out of his hands, it was off him last. Our turnovers have really, really hurt us in this game, but the macro problem here is Northeast is a really hard matchup. They have it on offense right now. Tipler at the point on the left side. Back to the point. Ball fake right. Grizzlies back to the zone with Ethan Smith out front. Loose basketball out front. Picked up by the Tigers. Are on the right side. Stephon Thomas in the lane, stops, feet behind. Here's a shot for a three, and that's good. Rue Mills has 8 points. They've got a lot of people that can shoot the basketball, that's for sure. And the Grizzlies turn it over again. On the inbound play, Jonathan White tried to turn up court as that bounce pass came to him, and he didn't stay around long enough. Unofficially, 16 turnovers on the Grizzlies. On the inbound, Tipler has it. 56-34. Tipler dribbles right. Goes back the other way. Picks up the dribble. Keeps. No, he did. Doesn't pick it up. He keeps it, but now in the left corner. One bounce. Deep shot for a three. That's good. Vaughn Thomas has made three threes. He has 10 points. 59-34. White Bounce pass, baseline. Jaden Roach goes up, got it blocked, out of bounds. And it'll be Grizzly basketball. Dalen Heisen checking in for the Grizzlies. He comes in for Blaine Thomas. Here's the inbound play from underneath. Ryan Richardson on the inbounds. Gets it in to Ethan Smith. Ethan takes it to the corner. Now down the key. Goes up. You heard a slap. You probably heard that on the radio. Ball knocked away. Out of bounds. It'll be Tiger basketball. I heard that in my headphones. That had to be the floor mic picking that up. So 11-17 left. In the front court, northeast, with 11:08 and counting. Tipler kicks it to the baseline, and too bad the guy wasn't looking. He had a lay-in. The guy in this case, Stephon Thomas, who was cutting left to right across the bottom of the key. And he wasn't looking. Bounced off his head. Inbound play, back court, tipped out of bounds. Northeast. Pressuring. We get a warning on something on one of the Grizzlies. So we'll try to get it in again. Ethan Smith will throw it in. He does. Jonathan White. Jonathan behind the back moves up the floor. Down the key. Dishes it off. Roach gets it, shoots it. Got it stripped from behind. And now a double dribble will be called on Northeast as they got possession of the basketball. And Jake Sage will come in the ball game for Jaden Roach. Here's the inbound play. Ryan Richardson with 10:50 to play. Tip back to him on the inbound play. Richardson inside, goes up, got it snuffed away and out of bounds by Terrence Marco. There's 6'7" kid from Charleston, Mississippi. Let's see, this will be game number 14. This is best defensive team I've seen this year. Here's the inbound play. Baseline, White. Back to Heisen through his hands, and another turnover. The other way, here's the running layup. It's up and in by Stephon Thomas, who has 12 points. 61-34. Jonathan White, right side. Jab step in the lane. Picks it up. Back to Ethan on the low block. He backs down inside. Pump fake goes up. Left hand good. Ethan Smith has 5. 61-36. Grizzlies back to the zone with Jalen Heisen. 6'6" playing out front. Now here's a turn. A fadeaway shot way short. And Jalen gets the rebound. Good defense. Jonathan White to the right side. Back out to Jalen. To the point, left corner. Here's Jake Sage with a three. Good. Jake Sage connects for the Grizzlies. His first basket of the day. 61-39. Down by 22. And a timeout called by the Tigers. 9:34 to play in the ball game, and the Grizzlies are down big to Northeast Mississippi. 61-39. And we're back in a minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service specializes in doing things better, from selling tires to complete quality auto repair and auto service, serving the community for 40 plus years. Speaking of service, Don's Auto Service can provide air conditioning performance checks and services, computerized alignments, engine analysis, and more.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Grizzly fans, it's time to get your growl on. For more than 30 years, Grizzly Athletics has been bringing heart-pounding action to the West Plains region. And this year, Grizzly Athletics is on the prowl with men's basketball and baseball, women's volleyball and softball, and co-ed esports, rodeo, and cheer team. Don't miss any of the heart-pounding action. And make sure to get game ready with Grizzly gear at the Drago College Store. Visit them in-store inside Hastar Hall or on the web at www.dragocollegestore.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Back to play, and a three by Taylor Berryhill for Northeast on the inbound in the right corner, and that makes it 64-39. Here's another ball turned over by the Grizzlies and picked up by Northeast in the free throw lane. Back they come. We had some horrendous turnover games last year. We haven't had one yet this year till today. But this one would qualify. 19. Left elbow down the lane. Walking in, tied up, whistle, late call, and they're going to call a foul on the Grizzlies. Ethan Smith with his second foul. So that'll put the Tigers back on the line. Josh Williams, 2 out of 2 from the line today. We'll shoot 2 here. And good. John Glass is in for the Grizzlies for Jonathan White. And the second try, good. So Williams has made 4 out of 4 from the line at 66-39. That's how many points Northeast scored in West Plains, and we still have 8.5 minutes to go. Baseline, Heisen. Back outside. Sean Glass. Puts it down the floor. Left corner. Catch and shoot for a three. It's good. Jake Sage. 66-42. He's going to have to make a bunch more to get us back in it, though. Be one way to make up some points. Left side, way out for a three. No good. And no one there rebounded except for a black shirt, Michael Johnson, who puts it right back in. Left side, Jake again for another three. That's off. And the ball comes off and is rebounded by Berryhill. Now the Grizzlies come away with a loose ball. Left baseline, Ethan goes in, steps around, kicks it far corner. Sean Glass got a three, and it's good. Clock still running, 7.5 to go. Out front, Berryhill guarded by Jalen Heisen. He steps through. The Grizzlies are in the zone. Kick to the corner. Here's a shot partially blocked by Ethan Smith on a three. He'll get it back outside. Now pass underneath. Right-hand layup. No good. Tipped up in the air. No good. Underhanded. And now the fight for the basketball is going to be going the way of Northeast Mississippi. Northeast is on the floor scuffling for that one. Josh Williams and Ryan Richardson. And it'll be Northeast basketball as Blaine Harris is checking in. Right corner, catch and shoot for three. Won't fall, rebound long. Jake Sage has it. Jake comes down and circles back out, hands it back to Sean Glass. Jake hands it off at the point. Ryan steps through, dribbles in, stops, fades away from 10 off the board. Too hard. Ball comes off into the hands of Tyler Bird, and here comes Northeast. All the way to the hole, and he goes all the way in and lays it up and good. 70-45, 6:22 to go. The Grizzlies will, barring a miraculous comeback here, we'll fall to 6-8. Here's Sage with a 2, no good on the step in from the left wing just inside the three-point line. The foul is going to be on Josh Williams, and that'll be his second for the Northeast Tigers. That'll be two shots for Jake Sage. So Jake goes to the line. The Grizzlies here in this half have made 2 out of 5. First try here is no good. And Jake Sage is 0 for 2. This will probably just go by odds and percentages. Kid's normally a great free throw shooter. He's missed 2 in a row today, though. So let's see if the Kickapoo Chief can break his cold snap here. And he does. Jake makes it 70-46. Back to 24. Northeast says, here's a steal out front. Sean Glass all the way, lays it up. Good, foul on the play. Basket counts as they moved him out from under the basket as he was in the air, and Marion Smith gets his second foul. The basket for Sean Glass is good. 5:57 left. Sean Glass with a chance for a three-point play. He has 16 points today. Free throw good. Make it 17. I think they gave him a 2 on one of his buckets earlier. And now the defensive end, the Grizzlies trying to get a stop. Left side, Jeffries will fire a 3, and it's good. And in Jeffries with only his second bucket, but if we could sneak him into the car and take him back to West Plains with us, I would. He is a really good player. Good point guard. At the point, Jake Sage hands it off to Ryan Richardson. Left side, Sean Glass raises up and shoots a long 3. Rebound comes off and taken back the other way with Stephon Thomas. Left baseline. 73-49. Crossover, spin away from the defense. Loose ball finally ends up in Northeast hands with Ishmael Rashid. On the right baseline, up and under drive. Up and good with the left hand. Landon Jeffries from the right side, and there he is with some of what he can do. 75-49. Jake from the right corner for 3, and it's good. 75-52. 4:26 to go. Another thing you kind of watch for in a game like this, when you're down by 23 points, you pay close attention to see if you're still playing. Down the key all the way, Jeffries gets hung up in midair, and they're going to have a reach-in foul on Sean Glass. That's his fourth. Grizzlies will sub Jonathan White, Urji Hanami, Riley Whitaker, and Ethan Smith in the ballgame. Jaden Roach, Ryan Richardson, Blaine Harris, and Jake Sage all come out. Jake has 10 points here in the second half. 75-52. Free throw shooter is Landon Jeffries. This will be a 1-1. Free throw, no good. Riley Whitaker with it. Bounce pass, Riley at the right elbow. Over to Ethan Smith. Takes it all the way to the hole. Goes up, lays it up and in. Ethan Smith is really showing some flashes here. Jeffries gets that one as he drives, puts it in, and Jeffries in the half with 7. He's got 9 And the Grizzlies down 77-54. Johnson White back to Sean Glass. 3:35 left. Sean out front, steps over, shoots a three from the point. That's good from the left point. Sean Glass. He's made four threes to date. And he has 19 points. 77-57, right point. Not going to guard the shooter. All right, there's a three. Ishmael Rashid. I keep going to say Reed. I don't know why. But Rashid. Left side. Sean again with another three. It's no good. Ball goes to the far corner. Chased down. Picked up by the Tigers. They come back left to right. Stephen Thomas to the right corner on the right wing. Gets it back. Left elbow. Kicks it to the left corner. Open shot. 4-3. No good. And no one blocked off the rebounder as Josh Holman follows up with his third field goal. 82-57. Down the key all the way. Ball slapped away off the backboard on a great block that time by Holman. Now the other way, all the way. Right-hand layup. No good. And the Grizzlies will get a foul. .227 to go. First foul today on Urji Hunami. And Jake Sage will check back in for the Grizzlies here. First chance he gets, and we're going to have a few subs coming in the ball game for Northeast as well here. 2:27 left. This one's out of hand. Free throw good. Ishmael Rashid will get one more try. .83-57. BA guy is going to get double pay for all these subs. Ishmael Rashid today, 2 out of 3 from the line. No good. Rebound pulled down, though, by Michael Johnson. Here's a shot for a three outside by Rashid. No good. And the Grizzlies have it up the floor. Ethan Smith keeps the dribble out front to the right corner. Jake Sage back out front. Johnson White, 2:03 to go, or 2:08 to go. Daylon Heisen hands it off to Riley. To the point to White, hit on the shot clock. Crossover dribble, lost the basketball, turned it over. In the right corner, Berryhill will dribble across. Pull up, right elbow jump shot for the Tigers. No good. Rebound, Ethan Smith, and he'll be tied up. And it'll be, I think it should be Grizzly basketball. 1:41 to go. Jaden Roach checking back in. And he'll give Ethan Smith a break here. 1:41 to go. 83-57. Tigers have been controlled throughout. Jonathan White comes up against Berryhill. Clock moving. 83-57. Jonathan White outside. Jake Sage. Jake gets it over. A ball lost. Knocked away. They overplay everything. Bounce pass over. Tipler right-hand reverse layup is good. Ball goes out of bounds. Here's the inbound play. Jonathan White. Jake Sage has it. On the left, pulls it back. 1 minute to go in the ball game. Riley Whitaker, bounce pass, low block. Tough catch by Jaden Roach. Goes up inside. No good, but a foul on the play, and Jaden Roach will get to the line for the Grizzlies. That foul is on Michael Johnson, only his second. Jaden Roach at the line for the Grizzlies, and the first try, good. Jaden with 4 points today, and one more try. No good. Rebound long, and Jalen Heisen had it, lost it, bounced off his foot, out of bounds. It's Northeast basketball. Jalen is a player who hasn't played a lot of minutes here in the first half of the year, but he could really be a nice component, especially at the defensive end, in the second half of the season when we get into region play. Down the lane, here's a drive, shot is up and good. And that was a case of Josh Williams just muscling the ball right to the basket, right against Jalen Heisen. Now ball nearly lost again on the inbound play. 30 seconds left, 87-58. Jonathan White at the right point, bounce pass inside, Jaden Roach. Drop step, whistle. We'll get a foul called on Southeast with 17 seconds to play. Josh Williams with his third foul. And once Northeast gets the ball in the front court after these free throws, they'll call the dogs, and that'll be it. Free throw is no good by Jaden Roach. Northeast has it. You hear their coach down here saying, ho, ho, ho. And he ain't talking Christmas. It is over, 87-58. Northeast with an impressive win here today. And as we get to the halfway post of the basketball season, final again, 87-58 Tigers. Back with our post game with Coach Bay here in 1 minute. Grizzly post game hour. By the way, we'll also name our Grizzly player of the game. I can tell you who it is right now. That's Sean Glass. He finished with 19 points. We'll come back with Jared Fay in 1 minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service specializes in doing things better, from selling tires to complete quality auto repair and auto service, serving the community for 40-plus years. Speaking of service, Don's Auto Service can provide air conditioning performance checks and services, computerized alignments, engine analysis, and more.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's fall savings time in West Plains and Thayer. Right now, save $50 on select in-stock AK series trimmers, leaf blowers, and battery-powered chainsaws. Fire up more savings on gas-powered equipment and chainsaw accessories. Save $40 on the SH-86 gas shredder blower. Save $50 on the MS-250 gas chainsaw. Now just $349.99. Save $50 on the BR-600 gas backpack blower. Now only $499.99. Save $50 on the BR-800X gas backpack blower. Now just $599.99. All of this and much more during our fall savings event.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
The final score again is 87-58, and the Grizzlies fall for the second time to the Northeast Mississippi Tigers here this season. Tigers went on their home floor to go to 14-0 now for the year, and Jared Fay is over here to my right. I don't know if Northeast is the best basketball team that we've played this year, but I would make the argument they're the best defensive basketball team we've played this year.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great assessment. They're good defensively, especially here at home. You know, well, there was a lot of chaos out there on the court tonight. Not happy with how our team handled some of that chaos, but, you know, same time, we'll keep things in perspective. We won 3 out of our last 5 games, and feel like we're playing pretty good basketball. This just wasn't the game we wanted to head into break with, but we'll get through it, get back, get to work.
Seems like everybody has to deal with that from time to time. What's the remedy for chaos? How do you avoid that or get out of that?
Well, you know, road games and officiating and a lot of different things that we're going to see again, you know. So I tell the guys at halftime, I'm not really thinking about this game. I'm thinking about Moberly and Mineral and those types of teams that we're going to have to get ready for some chaos at times. And, you know, we got Jalen out there and got some guys a little bit of experience that they needed. And, we'll have a good Christmas, and then we'll be back to work.
Northeast really struggled. They overplay everything. They try to get a hand on every pass and every passing lane. And if you go back door, they're good enough and long enough and deep enough that they always have somebody that's covering for them.
Yeah, and, you know, their press is, they kind of almost bait you into playing really fast, high-possession games, and we probably could have attacked it a little bit more. I think if we had Javian Downey, you know, that's what he's really good at. That would have helped. I didn't want to do that a ton because I felt like at this point in the season where we've struggled, they were getting sped up, fast, rush, bad shot. And so might have cost us a little bit tonight at times, but I didn't want to get away from, you know, where we've been really successful lately is getting good possession, getting good shots, taking care of the basketball.
We don't play again now till January the 4th. How do you grade the first half of the year?
I'm going to go with a B minus. I think we were not very good at times. We were pretty good at times. And again, I feel like the last couple weeks were really good weeks, and that, you know, it was like the last minute cram for a final. We were probably at a D and it got us up to a B. So we'll take it.
And we're up to the Christmas break now. And this time for basketball players, a lot of these kids, this is the longest some of them been away from home ever. And this will probably, and you know, in the back of their mind, they're thinking a little bit about that, but they'll get away, get some time away, get refreshed, and then you're ready to go again.
Yeah, no doubt. It's really like two different seasons. But I feel like the guys are happy with how the last couple weeks have gone. And I think we got some guys that are pretty excited, feel like they can compete with anybody. And they'll be excited to get back here and get to work.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
All right, Merry Christmas. Thanks, Harlan.
All right. Jared Faye on our post game here, and we'll check the scoring. I was kind of doing two things at once. Leading the way for the Grizzlies again, Sean Glass with 19, our Don's Auto Service player of the game. And also in double figures with 10 with Jake Sage, and that was it. Yesterday we had four players in double figures. Not today. Leading the way for the winners, Northeast Mississippi Community College here. They're a really good basketball team. 15 points for Tyler Bird. They also got a 13-point game from Stephon Thomas, 13 also from Ishmael Rashid. And the guy that I think is their best player, Landon Jeffries, had 7. Anyway, final score again is 87-58. Northeast with the second win of the season over the Grizzlies. And we're off until January the 4th when we'll be at home at Civic Center playing Linkier Prep. Till then, thanks to Dylan Groves in the studio. Again, Harlan Hutchison from Boonville, Mississippi, where the Tigers beat the Grizzlies today by a final of 87-58. So long from the state of Mississippi.
This has been Grizzly Sports from Ozark Radio Sports. Brought to you by Bailey Chevrolet in Pontiac, Don's Auto Service, Hirschfeed and Farm, MSU Athletics Department, and Ozark's Healthcare. Thanks for listening to Grizzly Sports from Ozark Radio Sports.